Welcome to this Ounce Rehab Audio Explainer. In this session, we are going to explore a really important question for anyone recovering from a workplace injury. Why does exercise help you return to work faster? We'll delve into how physical activity can significantly assist you in maintaining your fitness, contribute to the healing process, and ultimately enable you to get back to your workplace sooner. Recovering from a workplace injury often presents a big question. Should you rest completely, or should you keep moving? Now, some may think that doing absolutely nothing until the pain subsides is the best approach. However, it's crucial to remember that while a period of rest is certainly necessary, being inactive for extended periods can actually prolong your recovery process. For many workers, exercise after a workplace injury isn't about rushing back to the gym to lift heavy weights. Instead, it's about performing movements that are safe and appropriate for your recovery, without putting undue strain on the affected area. When performed under the direction of a medical professional or a workplace rehabilitation expert, exercising while injured can help prevent the loss of coordination. It can also boost self-confidence and prepare you for a safe return to work. Throughout this explainer, you'll learn why staying active truly matters, what can happen when movement stops completely, and how the right rehabilitation approach can effectively support your recovery. So, let's consider what happens when you stop moving completely. If you cease exercising entirely, it can lead to a loss of physical fitness. This is known as deconditioning, and it can make it very difficult to go back to a regular life and resume your work. But what exactly is deconditioning? Deconditioning can diminish your muscle strength, stamina, overall movement, and your physical experience. It typically occurs after long periods of inactivity. It's perfectly natural for your body to need some time to recover after an injury, but when you stop moving for too long, your body simply gets used to being inactive. Your muscles weaken, joints stiffen up, and your cardiovascular fitness becomes impaired. Activities that were once easy, such as climbing stairs, walking long distances, or standing for prolonged periods, can suddenly become much harder. This is why healthcare professionals often encourage some safe movement, rather than complete immobility. Before understanding how these processes take place, it's important to grasp how quickly adaptive changes can occur in the body, especially after immobilization or long periods of inactivity. Within just several days without regular activity, your physical movement can begin to decrease as tissues sustain less use. After about 2 to 3 weeks, your physical strength and overall conditioning can be significantly reduced. As the following weeks pass, your endurance, mobility, and cardiovascular fitness can continue to decline. Prolonged inactivity, in turn, can make daily living much more difficult, and restoring fitness is often considerably harder than simply maintaining it. Deconditioning is known to negatively affect your physical well-being, and the length of time it takes for it to occur will differ based on the type of injury, your overall health, your age, and the specific recommendations provided by your physician. Now, recovery isn't only physical, it also has a significant impact on your mental health. Being unable to work, exercise, or carry out regular activities can affect your confidence and emotions in the long run. Many injured workers often develop what's known as kinesiophobia, or a fear of movement. This means that even if healthcare professionals have prescribed certain physical movements, individuals may still refrain from doing anything due to a fear that movement could worsen their injury. Over time, inactivity can lead to several negative outcomes. This includes reduced confidence in your physical abilities, increased stress about returning to work, lower motivation during rehabilitation, anxiety about re-injury, and even reduced independence during everyday activities. Physical rehabilitation and mental rehabilitation are usually closely linked. Being able to move freely makes it easier to adjust to a return to work after injury. Considering the scale of this issue, a key statistic from Safe Work Australia's Key Work Health and Safety Statistics Australia 2025 report reveals that in the years 2023 to 2024, a total of 146,700 serious compensation claims for workplace injuries were filed. This equates to nearly 400 claims being made each day, highlighting just how critical the need for rehabilitation and return-to-work support truly is. So, why does staying active actually help you heal? Keeping fit while recovering from a workplace injury isn't just about improving your workout capacity. The role of exercise is to complement the natural healing process in your body and ensure the maintenance of your physical capabilities in connection with daily activities. When movement is safely allowed for your injury, it benefits you in many ways. It improves circulation, as gentle movements ensure better blood flow, meaning oxygen and vital nutrients reach injured tissues more efficiently. It helps reduce stiffness by preventing the stiffness of uninjured joints and muscles, thus improving the overall recovery process. It also maintains strength around the injury. While the injured body part needs protection, it's often still possible to exercise other muscles in your body. Furthermore, safe movement supports confidence during recovery, as minor changes in movement can help those recovering to develop trust in what their bodies are safely capable of doing. Finally, it prepares you for returning to work. Many occupations involve a variety of physical actions, including standing, walking, lifting, pulling, or repetitive activities. Trying to maintain physical ability throughout your recovery will ensure it's easier to resume your work role. In practice, safe movement means working asterisk with asterisk the injury and not trying to force yourself through pain. Here's a quick tip. If any exercise causes severe pain, increased swelling, or aggravation of discomfort, stop doing it immediately and consult your worker's compensation doctor. Now, let's address the common dilemma, rest versus exercise, which is better after an injury. The quick answer is that both techniques and approaches are critical for active recovery. A period of rest can be necessary during the acute or subacute phase of an injury. However, as the body heals, it often becomes appropriate to start moving safely to restore strength, mobility, and proper functioning. It's commonly believed that rehabilitation involves making a choice between resting and physical activity. In reality, successful rehabilitation involves a strategic combination of both at different stages. After some injuries, reducing movement can certainly help protect injured tissues and reduce pain and swelling. However, prolonged inactivity during recovery can have negative consequences and contribute to deconditioning. The objective is not about total rest or constant, strenuous exercise. The aim is to do what is correct and appropriate for your specific type of injury. Understanding the role of prolonged rest and how it compares to safe, guided movement can be very helpful before determining what is best to do. With asterisk-asterisk prolonged rest asterisk-asterisk, you may experience reduced pain during the early stage of some injuries. However, muscle strength will gradually decline, and cardiovascular fitness will reduce over time. Functional recovery may take longer, and your confidence in movement may decrease. In contrast, asterisk-asterisk safe-guided exercise asterisk-asterisk helps maintain circulation and mobility. It helps preserve strength around the injured area and maintains overall physical conditioning. It also supports a more gradual return to normal activities and builds confidence before returning to work. Recovery is very rarely about choosing rest or exercise alone. Most successful recovery programs consist of a combination of the right amount of rest and safe, proper movement, all tailored to the individual needs of the recovering person. So, what exactly counts as safe exercise while you're injured? Generally, safe exercise is movement that aids your recovery without making the pain worse or unnecessarily stressing the affected body area. The important aspect to understand is that the proper exercise for your return to work plan is quite dependent on your specific injury, your stage of recovery, and the advice from your medical specialist. A fundamental principle used throughout the rehabilitation process is what we call load management. Load management refers to the process of progressively increasing physical activity so that injured tissues can be trained safely without overloading them. Some general principles include: always follow the exercise program prescribed by your treating practitioner. Progress gradually instead of increasing intensity too quickly. Change activities if there are signs of an increase in symptoms. Allow enough recovery period between exercise sessions. And always consult your doctor if pain increases or persists after any activity. Let's look at some safe exercise examples by injury type. The best kind of exercise is one that gets you moving but is safe for the area that has been hurt. Often, it's possible to exercise other parts of your body without hindering your recovery. If you've injured your legs, feet, or ankles, this type of injury often leads to restrictions in your ability to walk, run, or remain standing for long periods. However, it can still allow you to exercise other parts of your body with reduced weight bearing. Examples may include seated upper body resistance exercises, resistance band training, swimming or hydrotherapy where approved, gentle core strengthening, and seated cardiovascular equipment. These suggested exercises help you remain fit while enabling your injured leg to recover. If you've injured your arms, shoulders, or upper body, this can affect your ability to lift, carry objects, or reach overhead. In many cases, your treating practitioner may suggest modifying your plan to focus on your lower body instead of the affected upper body. Suitable options may include walking, stationary cycling, lower body strengthening exercises, balance training, and gentle lower body mobility work. Just make sure to avoid any exercise that would place strain on your injured shoulder, arm, or wrist until you are cleared by a medical professional. Exercise is suitable for many injuries, based on your specific condition, can involve gentle activities like walking, hydrotherapy, swimming, stretching, general mobility exercises, modified yoga, clinical Pilates, and light resistance exercises. These activities can help preserve your mobility and boost your confidence during your recovery process. Keep in mind that the most beneficial exercise therapy is always the one that takes into account your individual injury and recovery journey. Exercises represent only part of the recovery process. Your everyday habits can also have a strong influence on how well your injury recovers. Here's a recovery checklist that may help your journey, alongside the treatments given by your physician. First, remain physically active according to the advice from your healthcare professional. Second, gradually increase your physical activity instead of trying to go back to the same physical level immediately. Third, eat a healthy and nutritious diet with enough fruits, vegetables, whole grain foods, lean protein, and healthy fats to help tissue healing. Fourth, drink plenty of fluids. Fifth, ensure you get good quality sleep to assist recovery. Next, diligently do your rehabilitation exercises as per your physician's recommendations. Also, make sure that you go to your doctor for follow-up appointments and ask them about any issues you may have regarding your recovery. And finally, it's not productive to compare yourself to others while recovering. Focus on your own journey. So, can exercise truly help you return to work faster? Returning to a job is more than just healing injured tissues. It's about having enough strength, endurance, coordination, and confidence to carry out everyday work tasks safely. Being active during recovery can certainly expedite this process, as it provides you with several key benefits. It helps maintain physical conditioning, improves confidence in movement, reduces stiffness, restores functional capacity, and prepares your body for work-related activities. Being in touch with your workplace might also help your recovery. Early planning regarding recovery between the employee, employer, treating doctor, and rehabilitation provider often improves the process of returning to your working routine. According to information provided by the Australian Rehabilitation Providers Association, or ARPA, timely intervention and early rehabilitation in the workplace significantly facilitate the recovery process. What does returning to work actually look like? Some people think they must be fully healed before coming back to work. In reality, this is not always necessary. A phased return to work offers injured workers the opportunity to gradually augment their tasks while still undergoing treatment for their injuries. This process ensures that the injured worker's ability to work is regained gradually, without the stress involved in an extra workload. For a return to work program to be successful, all parties involved must agree upon the plan. Here's a regular framework associated with a staged return to work plan. Medical capacity advice identifies activities that are currently safe to perform. Suitable or modified duties match work tasks to your current physical capacity. A graduated increase in hours builds endurance without overloading your recovery. Regular progress reviews restructure duties as your recovery progresses. And workplace modifications limit unnecessary strain on your body and decrease the chances of re-injuring yourself. The return to work process for an injured worker can incorporate a number of elements to promote successful reintegration. A safe return to work plan often includes clear medical guidance about your current capacity, appropriate duties according to your level of recovery, a gradual increment in the workload, continuous communication among all stakeholders, adjustments in the workplace if necessary, and constant assistance from workplace rehabilitation services. A worker rehabilitation service provider can also work with the employee's employer, doctor, and insurer to ensure that they are all aiming at the same recovery and rehabilitation objective. But when should you get professional support? The quick answer is to seek professional advice before beginning or modifying any exercise regimen following a major workplace injury. You should also consult your caregiver when the pain worsens or when the recovery process slows down. Recovering from an injury is rarely straightforward, even though remaining active helps the recovery. Professional support becomes particularly important if your pain continues to increase instead of improving, you notice swelling, reduced movement, or new symptoms after exercising, your recovery has plateaued despite following your treatment plan, your job involves heavy lifting, repetitive movements, or physically demanding tasks, you're recovering through a workers' compensation or transport accident claim, or you're unsure whether you're ready to return to work. It's important to note that if your rehabilitation is in the context of a work injury claim, your rehabilitation provider can collaborate effectively with your doctor, employer, and insurer. This helps ensure you have a rehabilitation program tailored precisely to your goals. How can Ounce Rehab help? Recovering from a workplace injury is more than just treating the injured body part. The next steps include rebuilding one's confidence, restoring work capability, and preparing for returning to one's role. Ounce Rehab offers professional injury rehabilitation programs to help injured workers, employers, physicians, and insurers collaborate in creating effective rehabilitation plans that facilitate long-term recovery. Each rehabilitation program is individualized and based on medical prescriptions, current capabilities, and specific job needs, rather than a one-size-fits-all approach. Knowing how each rehabilitation service supports your recovery process is useful when selecting the right option for rehabilitation services. A **** personalized rehabilitation program **** develops a rehabilitation plan based on your injury, goals, and job requirements. A **** functional capacity evaluation **** is a detailed study that evaluates your individual functioning level for safe employment. **** return to work planning **** involves an action plan that develops a stepwise return to work. **** ergonomic and workplace assessments **** identify workplace adjustments that may reduce the risk of re-injury. And finally, **** rehabilitation support **** monitors your progress and adjusts your rehabilitation plan as your capacity improves. Ounce Rehab utilizes a portfolio of rehabilitation services to help clients recover, increase their ability to work, and successfully return to work. The core insight here is that successful rehabilitation doesn't necessarily mean that the injured person returns to the workplace very quickly. What is more important is safety, confidence, and the ability to work effectively in the long run. To recap, here are some key takeaways. Rehabilitation from a workplace injury doesn't necessarily mean one should stop moving altogether. For a lot of injuries, safe and supervised exercise is an irreplaceable part of the recovery process. This is indeed quite essential for returning to normal life. Remember these key points. Complete rest is not always the fastest path to recovery. Deconditioning can occur after prolonged inactivity and may slow rehabilitation. Safe exercise can help maintain strength, mobility, and confidence during recovery. Rehabilitation programs should always be tailored to your injury and guided by your treating healthcare professional. A graded return to work allows many injured workers to safely resume suitable duties before they have fully recovered. And early rehabilitation and coordinated workplace support can significantly improve return to work outcomes. If you need support returning to work after an injury, trying to get back to normal after a workplace injury is not easy, but professional support can make a significant difference. If you don't know what sort of exercise to follow, need assistance to plan your return to work, or require someone to liaise with your employer and medical team, Ounce Rehab can provide the right solution for you. Connect with the team at Ounce Rehab to find out more about rehabilitation services and to develop an effective, personalized strategy for your recovery. You can reach us by phone at 1300 391 947, by email at office@ouncerehab.com, or speak with our team about workplace rehabilitation today by visiting ouncerehab.com. We'd also like to quickly address some frequently asked questions. 1. **, can you exercise while injured? **, yes, safe exercises, as per the recommendations of your medical professional, can help retain strength, flexibility, and conditioning during recovery. They should never require overcoming pain or doing anything that could worsen your condition. 2. **, is it better to rest or exercise after an injury? **, both approaches have their place in recovery. Temporary rest may be needed in the early stages, but safe movement is deemed essential as the healing process progresses. 3. **, how long should you rest after an injury? **, the duration of rest depends very much on the type and severity of your injury. Your doctor will be able to advise you on when it's time to gradually start your activity. 4. **, does staying active help recovery? **, in many cases, staying active after an injury can be useful for recovery as it contributes to strength, mobility, and circulation. It also helps with confidence and reduces the negative effects caused by immobility. 5. **, what exercise is safe while injured? **, the safest exercises differ depending on the type of injury you sustain. For example, someone may be cleared for walking and an aqua therapy program, while others might need different exercises or rehabilitative activities. 6. **, can I exercise with a workers' compensation injury? **, yes, if the exercise is a part of your treatment or rehabilitation plan. Your healthcare worker and rehabilitation professional can assist in making sure your exercises fit your recovery plan. 7. *. When should I start exercising after an injury? *. This is determined by your diagnosis and recovery status. In many situations, activity will slowly begin to be incorporated into your daily routine as soon as your healthcare provider gives the go-ahead for post-injury exercises. 8. *. Can I return to work before I fully recover? *. Usually, yes. Very often, workers are able to return under a graded return to work program. This means they can have assignments that match their current physical capabilities, allowing a safe return to the workplace. 9. *. What happens if you stop exercising after an injury? *. Being inactive for long periods can lead to deconditioning, loss of strength, a drop in endurance, and loss of motivation to return to work. These factors can complicate the rehabilitation process further. 10. *. How can I return to work faster after an injury? *. To return to work sooner, it's necessary to stick to your rehabilitation program and remain physically active as much as possible. It's also important to attend your rehabilitation appointments and keep your employer updated about your recovery progress. Disclaimer: this article provides general information only and should not replace personalized medical advice. Always follow the recommendations of your GP, physiotherapist, exercise physiologist, or other treating healthcare professional regarding exercise and recovery after a workplace injury. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit ouncerehab.com.